Buongiorno, Reg.
Buongiorno. I heard your impression of me earlier, Dom.
Sorry.
He's flying today with them. Boom, boom, boom. It's like a machine.
Amazing. I banged you earlier. Definitely. No problem.
Go on, do Frankie Dettori.
Hello, I am Frankie Dettori.
Wow!
Everyone a winner.
I ride the horse.
Pavarotti.
Hang on. If we're going to have a if we're going to do more impressions, let's get into Ramble. Half time the show's a bit weird. I was going to say.
Let's get ready to Ramble!
Chris Moyles, for not starting the bed in time.
I didn't have the jingle in. Sorry. sorry, Frankie, you were saying?
Yes, no, just very delighted to be here. I am slightly Russian.
I don't think that could go into your top three.
No,
it couldn't. I still think your top three is unchanged.
Yeah.
Frankie Dettori.
Hello, I like the horses. And I'm small.
Why are you making faces?
He's terrible.
All right, you try Frankie Dettori.
Try Frankie Dettori.
I wouldn't...
Go on. Smart ass.
How does he talk?
Exactly.
Who is he?
How does he talk out?
He talks like this.
Teach him an impression. Teach him Jules Holland.
Hey, me? All right.
Yes.
Okay, so what are you going to do? You're going to introduce the band in style of Jules Holland out. So you want to do from over there to over here.
Over where?
Well, from
the door?
Yeah. From over there. From over there to over here, it's... And the name of the band. Who's your favourite band?
Girls Aloud.
Right, go out the door, okay, and come in as Jules Holland. You introduce Alan as Jules Holland. Go and come through all the way from behind the door.
Jules
Holland, and then you walk in and go, "Oh, hello, Dom. It's good to see you." Something like that.
Okay, you ready?
Okay.
So who am I?
You're Jules Holland.
I'm
introducing Alan as Jules Holland because he should show him how hard it is.
Hey, gentlemen, from over there to over here, it's Alan.
That's
Jules Holland.
No, introduce him as Jules Holland, then he has to do the voice.
Introduce him as Jules Holland.
Yes.
I see what you mean. So who am I?
I'm Jules Holland.
Introducing Jules Holland.
Yeah.
That's not even realistic.
Because Alan has to do the impression.
Okay.
To see how good you are.
Go back out again.
Okay.
It's like the Archers.
Okay.
From over there to over here, Jules Holland.
Thank you. What a beautiful, lovely, if I may say so, the most superb impression that I've ever heard of myself. You know, for a moment I thought it was me. I thought my whole personality was split down the middle. But no.
I nearly said a really rude word.
It's the real Jules Holland!
Hello. Good morning. It's so lovely to see you all. And I tell you what, that Frankie Dettori was right. Wasn't that good?
I'm going to leave now, Jules.
Yeah. No, it's very nice. I really enjoyed it. It was great. And I realised a lot of this stuff, I mean, I just don't need to be there.
No.
I could just send you out. Be there, especially the TV screen. I could have a TV show. I could have a nice screen.
Exactly.
And if he was behind the screen,
yeah.
They'd say, "Well, Jules is a bit shy this week, but his voice coming out,
perfect."
See, I don't need to be there.
Jules, nice. Come and take
come
a
and
seat
sit over here, Jules.
I'm very
Hello,
pleased to meet you.
It's very nice to see you. How lovely to see you.
Nice to see you.
I've been a bit late because obviously it's a state opening of Parliament, and I've had to go for all the details with MI5.
I appreciate that.
But it all seems to be cleared up and sorted out now.
Thank God for that.
So I can now manoeuvre over to here, and I'll just meet the chief of staff in a moment.
Can I just say, Dominic's face is still...
I've never sworn on air, and I was really close.
You were
close.
Nearly there.
Yeah.
Me neither.
Nearly effing and jeffing.
Oh.
Well, I'm enjoying your book, Chris.
Are you ready?
For two reasons.
Go on.
It's a brilliant book. I've sit at night reading it, and it's helped me with my piano technique no end.
Has it really?
Yes.
Good.
Because you're wondering how that is.
How is that?
Because although you haven't actually written any piano techniques in the book, tips on that, but there are some lovely things in the book, but what I've done is my piano stall, I'm slightly too low.
Great.
So I've placed the book on the stall, slightly raising my whole gait onto the keyboard, and I'm finding it a lot easier to play now.
So you put the book on the stool,
yes,
and then sit on the book on the stool.
That's right.
Which way is the face?
In between doing readings to my family.
Right. Is the book face down or face up?
It's face down, so
right,
yes.
Right, okay.
I just wanted to be clear about that.
Because I have kissed your ass for many years, Jules.
And I wear two pairs of pants.
That's
one underneath and one on top of the trouser, obviously, when I'm engaging in that.
How are you, Jules Holland?
I'm very well, thank you. It's very nice to be here.
It's great to have you here.
This superb... impressions, is that the word for it?
Not really.
I can only apologise, I do apologise.
Would you like to do it now in front of Jules?
Not really. I'd feel deeply uncomfortable.
Do the cow's juice. You're very relaxed with that one.
Okay. This I don't even think it sounds like
go
you.
Go on. It's called Raisin Light.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, that's very cute. Yeah. I've had to compliment you on sounding just like Jules Holland.
That's very good.
You are Jules Holland. Ladies, apologies. Ladies and gentlemen, from over there to over here, the Kaiser Chiefs. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, it's uncanny.
Can you say the Kaiser Chiefs?
The Kaiser Chiefs.
Brilliant. Not quite. Can you do it? It's up a little.
What's, do you know, what's that film? There's a film with Roger Moore, The Man That Knew Himself. Did you ever see that? And there was two of him. And they get closer and closer and closer. And then when they eventually meet, that's it. It's all over.
Wow.
He knows, you know. That's, he thinks he's right. Being followed.
A bit like your impression career.
Yes.
It's all over.
It is all over.
Yes, and as the person you're impersonating gets closer and closer, then...
Yeah.
Mm. You implode.
Oh. Yeah. It's very beautiful.
Jules, you are a genius.
No, that's very kind of you to say.
But it's true.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. Do you know, I won't take piano lessons because... I'd love to play the piano, but I won't take piano lessons because there's no point.
Mm.
Because if I would never get anywhere near as good as you, so what's the point in me even trying?
Of course, anybody can play the piano.
No, that's not true.
No, they can. And also, it's not about being a virtuoso. It's about the feel. Sometimes just that one note. That wasn't a note. That was me slapping a part of the studio, imagining it were one note. But just one note. The sound of one hand clapping. Can sometimes be music in itself.
But it's not, though, is it?
Not really.
It's the sound of... It's the sound of... I was going to say a horrible joke there about something, but I won't. The sound of one man clapping is Johnny Vaughan's live tour. But no, when I listen to, you know, piano, anybody playing the piano who's of any good, what I can't do is, while one hand is going... Ba-dum, 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 like that. And the other hand is going, di-diddle-ding-di-ding-di-did. I don't know how you do that. It's like tapping your head and rubbing your tummy at the same time.
Well, you can do that.
Just about.
Yeah, well, there you are, you see. Yeah, you can do that. I can vouch that that's actually happening here in the studio.
Mm.
In fact, maybe a lot of the people at home could try that. Mm. If they're in their cars.
Maybe not for driving.
Not for the driving.
Just pop the hand off the wheel. Pull into a safe place. Make sure there's some a consenting adult.
I would pull into a safe place first.
Before you take the hand off the wheel.
Yeah. I'm never getting a lift home with you ever again. But no, I don't know. You do play the piano, Dominic.
Yeah, a little bit. Right. 1% of what Jules Holland will play the piano like.
Is your piano playing better than your impressions of Jules Holland?
See, I think both are really good, but probably not.
Right.
No. I think one of the keys to it, of course, is, though, with any musical instrument, you are often, when you start playing, you are being an impressionist. If you like.
Yeah.
Because
that's a good point.
You're trying to play like and sound like other people. But what comes out is slightly different. And that's often the good thing with music. Not with impressions.
Not with impressions, though. No.
Just out of interest, can you do Frankie Dettori?
Yes, he's my friend, actually, Frankie.
Is he?
Yes, he's fantastic. One of the greatest jockeys of all time.
He is, isn't he?
Yeah.
But it's hard to do his voice, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I wouldn't even make a start, actually, except hello.
That's better, actually, already.
But it wasn't that good.
Really. What was that? Hello. Sounds like something out of Coronation Street.
Well, I do that one as well. Would you like
hello? Hot pot, please.
Yes, hello. I do that's a lot of people, that one. Yeah.
Hey, it's Frankie Dettori, the famous jockey. Hello.
would you like to hear my George Bush?
Why not?
Okay.
Wow.
Hello.
Wow.
That's
hot
amazing.
Pot, please.
Wow. The Kaiser Chiefs. Brilliant. So, Jules is very kindly coming to see us. He's taking time out of his busy schedule. To come in and embarrass you.
Yes, thank
which
you.
Which worked a treat.
It did, thank you very much.
B, tell us about his new CD and just lots of great things.
But you're not going to get to C?
What?
You're not going to get to C? You've got A and B.
Oh, and C, his incredibly large penis, which is going to be an exclusive
wow.
after 9:30. Jules, I'll try to keep this quiet.
It's a radio first.
Yeah.
Mm. And, enhanced podcast.
And you wait until you see him play the piano hands-free. That.
11-finger crescendo,
it's
please.
It's unbelievable. Anyway, Jules, you're going to hang around, aren't you, for a while? Brilliant. I love Jules Holland. He's my favourite. But you've got to remind me to ask him about the party.
Which party?
My party.
Which is... Okay.
Any party.
Right.
It's a conversation I need to have.
You've been talking about for 5 years.
Yes, that's
okay.
Right, anyway, so... Jules Holland, ladies and gentlemen, and Dominic Byrne. Beautiful. Scissor Sisters and Land of a Thousand Words. It's 9:24 on Radio 1. And Jules Holland is here live.
Oh, it's lovely to be live.
Isn't it?
It's fantastic.
I always prefer being live.
Yes, much better. Much better. It's all there. We're there. We're real. We're with the people.
Exactly.
Every moment that they're thinking and breathing, we're thinking and breathing with them. Mm-hmm. It's a great oneness, live.
Isn't
it? Any other questions?
No. What's happening on Monday in the world of Jules Holland?
Well, I'm getting up today because my record's come out. I've got a record of country friends.
Wow.
A lot of people that wouldn't normally do country, actually. Brian Eno, of course, that record producer. Are you familiar with Brian Eno?
Well, yeah. He's quite successful.
You name it. You know, he's done them.
Buggles.
He's a country fan. A lot of unusual country fans have come out of the woodwork. So I've got up for the day, and I've come here to your gracious studio, and from here I shall be going to visit other people to tell them all about my record coming out.
And I thought you'd come in just to see me and say hello.
Well, there was that as well. Can I say how beautiful everybody's looking in the studio? I was very surprised, because a lot of the listeners probably think they've probably got a picture of everybody in the studio looking rather haggard, having been up late the night before or whatever. But no. That's not the picture that I'm confronted with.
No.
It's very well groomed, nicely turned out people. Thank you very much.
It's like the cast of Make Me a Supermodel, I think.
Almost. Yes. Well, is that programme where they have little model trains and everything, and somebody makes a really fantastic double gauge?
No, it's a different show, yeah. Listen, talk to me about this album. I'm worried about this album, Jules. You know, I am a huge, huge fan of yours.
Yes.
And the Rhythm and Blues Orchestra. Mm. I love them. I love you. I have virtually everything you've ever recorded. Oh. And, however, I'm worried about the word country, because I don't like country music.
Well, that's a big thing. You see, a lot of people say they don't like country music, but, actually not a lot of people do, but it's a bit like any sort of music, there's something great in it. And one of the great things I think about country music is the songs. And they probably have written some of the greatest songs of all time. And so what I have done is have got people that are not country artists
right.
to sing the songs.
Okay.
Because that's what I mean. There's a lot of people, like India Ari, for instance.
Right.
You wouldn't book her as a country fan. But she always loved the song Georgia on My Mind, Hoagie Carmichael's song. She's from there as well.
Now, I like that song. I wouldn't...
Katie Tunstall.
Right.
She's done a Willie Nelson song. Would you have thought of Katie as a
no,
as
I wouldn't.
As a country fan? There's a lot of people... Solomon Burke, he was the King of Soul. He is the King of Soul, but...
Is he on it? Is he on the
album?
He is,
yeah. Wow. So, and he's a country fan, you know.
Now,
so.
Is it country with a boogie-woogie feel?
Yes.
Good. Thank God for that. I was trying to get to.
There is one song, actually, you would like, probably, as a boogieist, is Boogie Woogie Country Girl.
Pass me the CD.
Because, of course, in the early times, when rock and roll was first being invented, you know, it's Western swing, country music, that's where it sort of comes from. A bit of rhythm and blues, the blues music, all mixed up together.
Is it more country than Western?
That's a very good question. Mm. And of course, on the sleeve, as you'll see, there's a nice picture of me, but there's a bit of American countryside, which is the rock in the middle of a desert that you see in cartoons. But then there's Stonehenge, which is very much the English countryside.
I see. So you're fusing Britishness with Americana.
That's right, exactly, with some of their great songs.
Mm. What's the track that you say? Oh, Boogie Woogie Country Girl.
Yes.
Right. You know, the one thing I've always said about your music is, if you listen to Jules Holland's music and you don't tap your foot, then there's something wrong.
Your leg's broken.
I don't mean medically, obviously.
Yeah,
but,
exactly, because there might be people out there with feet.
And some people can't.
Yeah. Mm. Let's not go down
for whatever reasons.
This is some boogie woogie country for you, Alan.
Right.
Now I'll bite into this.
Boogie woogie with a country twang.
Yeah, I like that. Is Boogie Woogie your favourite phrase?
Yes.
Good.
Maybe I should call my book Boogie Woogie. Did you think of calling your book
Boogie Woogie?
Yes, that's right.
Boogie Woogie.
Yeah. Jill's working on a book, by the way. He's so impressed by my work as an author.
Yes.
But Jill's has said, I'm going to do one too. Mm. Although he said his stories about getting into radio won't be as good as mine.
No. His musical analogies are better, though, aren't
they? Yeah, exactly. Oh, I'm having this. I'm going to take this home.
You're line dance to this later.
Are you doing the Royal Albert Hall this year?
Yes, I'll be at the Albert Hall at the beginning of December, and we'll be dancing. I think it's one of the joys of music to make. I did notice when I was peering the studio before I came in,
yeah,
the music was happening, everybody's dancing around.
Mm. Yeah.
What an unusual thing, really, music is to make everybody dance around. I think that's great.
Yeah, it's great.
It gets you, like, if you go around an art gallery, you don't start dancing around, do you?
No, exactly. A very good point.
And there's no reason that you should. But with music, there it is. It's just there, and suddenly you sort of automatically go, unconsciously. It's probably a lot of the people at home listening in their shirts.
Nice thing.
Wherever you are now, why not just start dancing?
Unless you're driving.
Yeah, unless you're driving. Or you're performing open heart surgery.
Yeah, operating heavy machinery.
Do you know the story about me wanting to book you for my birthday party?
No, what happened?
So, I decide, I'm about 26 years old, and I decide...
This is not now, this is in the past.
Yes.
It's set 2 years in the future.
Yeah, yes.
And I decide that I have a great idea that I'm going to find out how much it would be to book you, yeah, and all the Rhythm and Blues Orchestra to play my 30th birthday. And the plan is that I will save up... And I'll do jobs I don't particularly want to do for money so that I can afford to pay you.
Steady, yes.
Right? Not like that. I'll speak to Paul, your manager.
Yeah.
And I'll go, listen, I want to book Jules for my 30th. It's 4 years away. I don't care how much it is. Just tell me how much it is, and I will do it.
Just get a piano. I'll come do it for nothing. Just get the piano.
Do you know what happened?
What?
I woke up on my 31st birthday, yeah, and realised I'd forgotten to do it.
Do it for your 50th.
Shut up.
When's that?
Oh, years, like 30 years away.
Get a piano. Have you got a piano at home? Are you having a do at home?
No, I'd have a stage and everything with speakers. I'd do it properly.
Well, I think you've got to go half-assed,
right?
Which is sometimes better. Oh. You know, just have a piano there. And
really?
Nice old time around the piano. The old days.
Are you expensive to book?
No. For you, I'll just come in and play the piano for you.
Really?
Yeah.
So I'll pay. I'll pay.
No. I don't want your filthy money.
It's not filthy money.
It is. You said you've done all horrible jobs.
Well, no. Like voiceover work and that kind of
your
thing.
Your murky world.
Not selling himself.
I earn more money than I did 4 years ago, so it's fine. It's all right. I can probably afford maybe you and Gilson, your drummer, would probably be about it.
Yeah, but we'll just come. We'll just come.
All right, okay.
You know, you don't want the whole... It's too big a thing.
No, it's just great, but it's a great
thing. We're an 18-piece band.
And you've got to pay MU rates and stuff.
Yeah. You've got to get the sandwiches for everybody, and then you've got to get...
I'd organise
that. It's like having a party for another 18 people.
I'd organise that. I'd do that.
And how many people are you going to have for your birthday?
19.
Is it just you and us?
Yeah. Because you're so expensive, I can't afford anything else.
Yeah, and there's not room for anybody else.
No,
we'll come around with our party hats and stuff.
And don't worry about these TV cameras and everything. They're just filming it for a DVD that I can then sell and make the money back on paying you in the first place.
Yeah.
So good. Well, we'll chat. It's February the 22nd is my next birthday.
Oh, every year?
Yeah.
Ah.
Apart from leap years, obviously.
Yes.
And then it's the 22nd of February. If you've never seen Jules before, you've got to go and see him live when he performs. Like, honestly, now I gush about him, but the shows are brilliant. The live shows are amazing. And I always stand by this when I took my friend Martin Kilkenny from school, my great friend, to see Jules Holland at the Irish Centre in Leeds many, many, many years ago. And Martin said, I'm not really into rhythm and blues. And I went, you've got to trust me. And he danced out of the venue.
Excellent.
And then we went off and had a few drinks, and he was saying, what a great guy. I changed his life forever.
It's a life-changing experience.
It's true.
That's marvellous. I mean, maybe that's the mistake of putting names on music, you see. That's maybe the mistake. You can frighten people with a name, you know. If you say, for instance, I'm going to play you some very gloomy, abstract, expressionist, dissonant Russian music written in 1904, you'd be a bit frightened.
That'd be rubbish.
Sounds dull.
But then suddenly you hear it, you go, hey, that's the biz.
I don't think
we would. You've been put off by... But if you say, I've just listened to this, you know, so maybe it's difficult, isn't it? You know.
Yes, yeah, Alan would like to speak.
From the news, isn't it? Time for the news?
Yeah, it is.
Look what I've got.
A bit late.
Oh.
What have you got?
What? Musical fingers?
What?
We pulled that up.
You got tone deaf syndrome?
Stop it.
What have you got?
I'm clearly trying to be slick here. I found a
We're
going
to try and talk Jules into playing something before the end of the show. So if you'd like anything in particular, text in now. I'm hoping for Isn't She Lovely? Or I Just Called to Say I Love You. Mm. One of your best numbers, if you don't mind me saying so.
That's very kind of you to say.
And Jules, you're right. It is time for the news.
Oh, thank you. I was going to say. The world's waiting, you know.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jules Holland, ladies and gentlemen. See, even I'm doing the voice now, Mr. Jules. Right, we'll do news and sport next.
And it's just gone 9:39.
On Friday, the 17th of November, i.e. this Friday, Mr. Jules Holland and his Rhythm Blues Orchestra will be playing in Nottingham at the Royal Centre.
Oh, yes, we will. Yeah. How do you know that?
Because I know everything, and I believe your special guest will be your brother, Christopher Holland.
Oh, that's right. He's very good, too. But does this mean that you're working for MI5? Because it said on the news they were recruiting people. Did you notice that when I came in, I said I'd just been at a meeting with them?
I know, exactly.
Yeah, I forgot.
Very topical.
Forgotten. The first thing they told me, keep it mum.
Yeah. Exactly. And then Saturday in Bradford, St George's Hall, and then Harrogate, Leicester, Plymouth, Portsmouth, South and Southend.
Yeah, that's what I'll be. Yeah, that's right. I'll be spying on people. All over those places.
And then the Royal Albert Hall on the 1st and 2nd of December, which is a Friday and Saturday night. Is that sold out?
It will be, probably.
I think there's probably one or two very sort of special seats next to me left.
Right. They'll be... That's on stage, though.
Yes. I have a double piano stool, you see.
Really?
And I have somebody on stage now that I cuddle.
Oh, that's nice. Yes. But don't they put you off if they start eating crisps or something during the performance?
No, they're not allowed to eat or drink during the performance. Sure. In between songs they can.
Okay.
When I'm sort of gathering my thoughts.
Did you see me sing on X Factor?
No, but I wanted to. everybody was talking about it, and everybody told me how really brilliant you were.
Yeah.
And they all said, you know, I think that perhaps you should get Chris to do a record with you.
I do that.
Because he should be a blues shouter.
People have said something similar. I'm not a shouter, but but I don't know what they mean by that. Jules is here. He came into the show to surprise Dominic.
Which he did do.
Dominic was doing his impression of Jules.
Yes, it's a nice impression.
Sorry, Jules, again.
Coincidentally, weirdly, Jules' album comes out on Monday, which is called Moving Out to the Country. But don't be put off. As we've already discussed, it's not country music, which is... And I know, I do... You know I love you, but you are wrong. Country music is rubbish.
Well, hold on, let me give you an example. I've got... No, I've got to defend the corner of country music. Okay. Right. So Here is a piano which you bought in.
Right.
Well, I say a piano, it's sort of shabby sort of electronic thing. But anyway, so here is like, say, the blues sort of thing, right? But then, let's just put a little country twang.
Oh.
It's the same thing with the country. That's nice, isn't it?
Yeah,
you
that's
see, it wasn't
very
so,
good.
So it's all right, it's just a different flavour, a different zone, but some beautiful songs. Songs that hit the heart like an arrow.
You make country music sound good.
Plausible, acceptable. Indeed it is.
Bearable.
I mean, if you listen to Hank Williams, you'd hit it's one of the greatest songwriters of all time. Oh, yes. Richard Hawley does one of his. Oh, fantastic.
Allard, next time you're at the Radio 1 playlist meeting, Hank Williams.
Yeah.
Hank Williams. That's what you've got to bring.
I'll tell you what, tell me he's not Welsh.
I don't know.
Well, he's got a bit with a name like Williams.
Yeah.
Okay, he's Welsh.
Yes.
But how many
Hanks? Lewis.
How many Hanks do you know, though, in Wales? Do you know how many Hanks?
No. I know Aled.
Yeah.
Lots of them, but not Hanks.
Right, okay. That was a little taster of hopefully something to come from Jules before the end of the show. However, I am going to play two more records because the record police are on my back to make sure I play enough records.
Yeah. That's really good.
This is a track from Jules' album, which we just mentioned, and it features a beautiful girl called Katie Tunstall. She's a singer from Scotland. And it sounds like... Do you know, Jules just literally tinkling over the end of the Kooks, which I've got to say, we've never had before.
No. Yes. I'd like to thank you for... It's all right, I've cleaned everything up now.
My mum has texted in. My mum says, how great to hear Jules on the show.
Well, give Mum my love. It's nice to hear from Mum.
Hank Williams is fantastic. Love, Mum. P.S. Don't forget my piano playing. My mum plays the piano.
Oh.
And we have a nice old piano in the back room, and Mum wanted to sell it and buy a smaller piano on a little stand thing. And I said no. Because I didn't think it would be as good sound.
Well, my nan had a piano in her front room, which my mother's got. When I sit and play it, you know, it's like suddenly you're back there.
Yeah.
Oh, it's lovely. Yeah, keep the old piano.
How many pianos do you have in your house?
Very good question. I'm very pleased you've asked that. I've got a number of pianos. I realise I do have a number. In fact, Bono once came to my home and he said, you live in this weird world where every room is like a little room for a piano. And I've realised that's what it is. But that's all I need, you know, if I'm somewhere, if I go away somewhere, if there's just a piano, I'm perfectly happy. I don't need anything.
If you go around, if you go to someone's house and they have a piano, do you feel the need to play it, or is that a bit like a busman's holiday?
No, I don't. I used to.
Right.
Because it was, I was a boy, it was a whole time when I never had a piano. It was very frustrating, so I used to have to go around and use one in my nan's front room.
Right.
But if I go in and see a piano now, no, it's always, it's like seeing a friend in the living room.
Isn't that nice?
Friend in the corner of the living room. You might want
to go. Time like that with lager. If I go around someone's house and they have a fridge full of beer, I just have to help myself.
Do you naturally sort of gravitate towards the fridge?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sort of just, your nostril starts to twitch slightly.
But I always put it in a glass. I don't like drinking out of tins.
I couldn't agree with you more. I'll tell you two things I can't bear.
Alad?
No, I like him. Because he's just given me some beer. I like a nice glass with my beer in it.
Right.
And I like to sit at a table when I've had my dinner. I don't like to sit on the sofa.
No.
This is grumpy old men, isn't it? It's that same show.
But no, beanbags are they're not for eating on.
No.
I had to sit on the couch because I only live in a flat and I don't have a dinner table. And it's in the conservatory, but it's freezing.
You come round to my house, whatever.
Yeah, but not every night. Surely after 4 days.
Well, we'll see how
I'll
it goes.
I'll be a welcome guest.
When there's no beer left.
So, I know you were... We managed to persuade you to play this keyboard.
It's a nice older thing, yeah.
And can you just show us your skill when it comes to your fast fingers?
Well, yes, of course, but it's not all about being fast, because sometimes you just want to be sort of, you know... You just want to be easy. You could be a clever clogs if you wanted to, you know. But it's not.
Blows me away.
You're getting all these skinnies. Yeah, is that, yeah. I'll be doing a bit of that at the Albert Hall, getting my boogie muscles twitching.
I do like that. You have to go and see Jules twitch his boogie muscles. He loves it. So
I can't stop yourself. That's right. Yeah.
I do. Like, I think the last time, well, you came on the show in the afternoons years ago, and it was surprised me actually. I think
was it a birthday surprise?
Yeah, it was certainly a surprise. And I persuaded you to play a little bit of Dr. Jazz, which is one of my. Your Dr. Jazz.
Yes, I can give you a quick bit of that. I think it's. I wrote that in New Orleans when I was with Gilson.
Can I just stop you one minute? If you ever listen to George's live CD or ever go and see him live, he does that where he goes, you know, hope you have a wonderful evening tonight, ladies and gentlemen. So nice to see so many people here tonight. And now I know that you're not being nice. You're trying to remember how the next bloody song goes.
That's right, yeah, yeah. I'm plugging in. I'm getting myself ready. I miss you when I'm away. I think of you in my dreams. You're the one that I love. That's the city of New Orleans. And then it goes off. You need a whole band for the next bit.
I understand. That's fine.
But we wrote that when we were in Gilson. It was 1980 or something. We went to New Orleans first time.
No, I wasn't even born then. Child. No.
It was very early for me.
Thank you very much, Gilson. I'm very disappointed that he didn't.
Are you asking me to leave? Now you realise how old I am. I've got to go.
No, well, I was hoping you were going to do Isn't She Lovely or My Sherry Moore, but, you know, I don't think you're going to do any of those. You don't do the Motown anymore.
See, isn't she lovely? Yeah.
Dominic, I've got to further embarrass you one more time. Could you just come round to the keyboard, please?
Yes.
And I would like Dominic Byrne, the King of Impressions, to...
In this corner, Dominic, doing the keyboard impression.
Dominic Byrne, Mr. Jules Holland, Dominic Byrne.
It's a beautiful impression, Dominic.
Thank you very much, Jules.
Yes. Now, your party piece on the piano would be what, Dominic? I would like you to show off your skills to Jules Holland. He feels free and easy.
You know that one that goes...
No, that's...
Which one?
You do Hello by Lionel Richie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Sort of.
Seem to be doing the theme tune to World in Action.
No.
Frankie Dettori, hello.
Hello.
Can I just say, when you play that, Jules is itching like that. Because you're doing it so badly. His fingers are twitching.
What am I doing wrong there, Jules?
No, playing. Perfect. Do you know, I could watch this for hours. The amusement on Jules' face is beautiful. It really is. Dom, gotta bring you back into the room now, my love. After you just gone off in your own world.
Years ago, people have read the news. Years ago, people have read the news. Never had such a broad, great. You know, they were going to play the piano and do impressions. Yeah. I mean, these days. Exactly. It's, you know, you have to have a lot of credentials to read the news, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. You got to have a lot of balls to play badly in front of Jules Holland, yeah, Dominic. The album, Jules Holland and his Rhythm and Blues Orchestra, Moving Out to the Country, is released on Monday, I believe. And as proved there, is listenable country. Jules is making country popular. So thank you very much. Good luck with the shows.
Thank you. God bless you all.
And
I must
good luck
go
with
now.
The album. Jules Holland, ladies and gentlemen. An absolute musical genius and a very nice man.
Thank you.
And the wearer of many lovely leather jackets. Right, Joe Wiley's next. Before we leave, we're going to play one more song. Wow.